Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Raheem. We have a very interesting hour for you today. We're talking about the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. This is Wednesday. Our Wednesdays are going to be dedicated 1 hour to the UNIA. It's going to be a UNIA news hour, so you can know what's going on in the UNIA and around the world. We'll be talking about some pretty interesting things from politics all the way through. So we're going to be trying to keep you up on the news and what's going on right now around the world. In the United States, all the news lead to Trump, you know. So we ain't going to be talking too much about him. We're going to be talking about some of the things that's going on in the black community, you know. And, well, first of all, I'd like to just start off explaining a little bit who Marcus Garvey is. There was an organization in the United States called the United Negro Improvement Association. And in this organization, there was a guy who started the organization. And his name was Marcus Messiah Garvey. Now, this organization became the largest organization in the history of black America. And also, there's never been an organization, a black organization, as large as this one since he set this organization up. So, in order to get our people together like that, he had to be one amazing person. So, this is why we dedicate some time to him. I'm a Garveyite as well. According to him, every black man, woman, child on the planet is a UNIA member. They're all Garveyites. We're a very unique group here, you know. Before we get started, my name is Elohim, and I'm on two or three times a week here. We come on Monday. We have the Elohim Fund of the Church of Christ in Allah. We have the church services on Monday. Everything is from 8 to 9. On Tuesday, we have the Carrie Bar Show. We missed the show yesterday because somebody was sick and couldn't make the show. And then on Wednesday, we have the UNIA Hour. Okay. And on Saturday, we have Legacy of a Nation. They talk about a lot of indigenous stuff. And they talk about a lot of indigenous things. They talk about health and wellness and things of that nature, okay? Back again on Sunday, we're with the Elohim Speaks radio show. We talk about some pretty interesting things on that, how to see auras. We get Lord right into the spiritual stuff that we need to be talking about, okay? I have a CD on the market, right? And what I like to do, before we get into everything, I'd like to play one of the songs off my CD and just give you an idea of what I do and what my music sounds like. So here we go. Give a listen to this. This is called
for me. Yeah.
Public, and this has become the largest one of the most powerful countries on the planet using that republic. Now, a lot of us don't know that a republic was started in Kemet. A republic is a war machine. For those of you who don't know what Kemet is in what you call, that's what they call Egypt, but the proper name is Kemet. So he started Nama, who he had the first, he was the king of the north in Kemet, and the king of the south, believe it or not, was called the Scorpion King. Since you don't know your history, you don't know that the movie they made, Rock, was about the Scorpion King, the king of the south. And he set up what was called the Republic, which is a war machine. Because before, the people that were growing food and stuff, they used to come out, and they didn't want to use the fight. But it got to the point that he needed something professional. So he set up a professional army, and that's what the Republic is. The Republic was the first time that we had professional soldiers out there when he set up that Republic. And when the Europeans came in and came to learn about it, that's when they found out. That's when they learned about how to set up a republic and run government. It was pretty interesting how the whole thing took place, you know. So Garvey set up a republic, knowing how powerful the republic is. And he set up a constitution, a whole nine yards. And they got to work in, I mean, he's got the building, you know, organizing the people. And he set up like a little military thing as well. They call it the Legion. So he's done a lot of things. He worked pretty hard to bring about his dream, his vision. Now, he didn't work by himself. You know, I know we give Garvey all the credit, but he had a very strong female with him. Her name was Amy. Amy Garvey. And, she's responsible for one of the books of Philosophy and Opinion. And she's a very strong person, you know. And so we have to give our props to her as well, because back then, all the credit went to the guys. It was about male chauvinism in the worst way. So a lot of things have to be changed, have to be rearranged to give the female equality, you know? I mean, the thing is, how can you come out of a female womb, have a nurse you and bring you into adulthood and not give her props and disrespect her, you know? Now, during the time, there was a lot of, spoken of from slavery. Slavery had ended. Physical slavery had ended. There was economic slavery going on, and there was a lot of the people in the country was actually doing things to block our progress, to block our growth, you know, because they said that in their mind, they never wanted the black man to rise again. And I can understand that, because we're a very powerful crew. I mean, it took the British 800 years to get out from underneath black rule, you know, 800 years. So we're under European rule right now, but it's a generational a battle, so it's not going to be won overnight. So you guys are going to have to buckle down and start taking better care of the children. To train the children for this, because the children don't just grow up knowing how to do all this stuff. Somebody got to train them. Somebody got to carry them through the whole process, you know. And that's what we're talking about right now. How garbage some of the process. I get to talking a lot. My throat gets a little parched. I take a little water in. So Garvey set up a process. I thought that was pretty good. It was unique to what he was doing during the time. And he had millions of followers worldwide. It's just unbelievable what he was able to accomplish. I'm still in awe at what he did, you know. And this is 100 years later. And there's nobody out there. There's nobody out there with that type of tenacity to actually set up and do something like that, you know. So he's a very special guy. So now we're talking about, they got about 30, maybe 30 chapters out here all over the country. But here's the thing, the UNA went through some growing pains after Garvey had left. And they split up into different factions. So there's like three factions out there right now, you know, dealing with the UNIA. And they all see that the UNIA, so that's a whole other issue right there. Waiting for my co-host to call in so he could co-host the show with him, but he hasn't checked in yet, so maybe I'll check in a little later. So, but right now, we're running the news hour, and we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting things. So right now, we're going to just take a minute here. I'm trying to put some of the songs that's on the album. So I'm going to put another song off the album, let you listen to it, and then we're going to get back into Garvey. Who is Garvey, and what is you and I doing today, you know? Now, this song here is called Jesus Come See About Your Baby. I'm a gospel singer, what can I tell you? This is one of my favorites on the album, so listen to that.
I don't need
segment, another one about my songs. Jesus comes here about your baby, okay? Now we're back here dealing with the Garvey Hour, giving you some information about Garvey, you know. We set up the first organization in New York, and it was chartered in New York, and they had he had a hard time, you know, because you got to remember, this is the guy talking about Africa, putting Africans up your mighty race, accomplish what you will. And this was in 1800s, you know. And you know how tumultuous this country was in the 1800s and what we was going through with the Jim Crow and white folks treating black folks like crap, you know what I mean? And especially after the dog-eat-dog culture that they were using, you know, the way that culture stand up. If you slip a step, put yourself in a position for somebody to take your stuff, that's what they do, they take your stuff, you know, and the whole culture is based on that, you know, in fact, that's how they got everything that they got, they just came in and took it, one of the picket signs or nothing, they just came in and took what they wanted, and so there was a very tough time back then for what was going on and what was happening, so we, black folk, had to do the best we can with a bad situation, and here comes this guy from Jamaica, you know, and start talking like he wasn't under the influence, you know. Start talking like he knew what he was talking about, telling us that Africa for the Africans. And you had people under him who were dressed like just like bums. They didn't care about how they dressed and the way they looked. So what he did, he came over, he set up a dress code. Put the women and Black Cross nurses where they were dressed in white, where they were helping people. He set up a nursing corps, set up a motor corps. He set up businesses throughout the country so that Black people can do things for themselves. They were producing different things. It was just amazing at what was going on and what he had started for the people, you know. And it was very interesting. If you go back into the history of Marcus Garvey, those of you who don't know who he was, and those of you who are learning about Marcus Garvey, he was quite an individual. He was a handful for the government. So right about that time, the government decided that this guy was getting a little too powerful, getting a little too strong. So they decided to come on in and start doing some things to undermine the organization. They sent little spies in, little CIA guys came in and doing everything they can to disrupt the flow and try to make him look like he wasn't as successful as he was, you know, and especially when he set up the Black Star Liner, which was he bought ships, and he put a boat on the water. He said, We're gonna ship our stuff back and forth to Africa. We're gonna do what we got to do. We need resources, and we need product. And this is what he was about doing. When they, you know, they sent him out, he had a what do you call it? He sent some information. Excuse me. He sent some information to the airways in the form of a flyer. Awesome people are part or part stock ownership of the start Black Star Liner. And quiet is kept. They used that as a methodology to bring him down. Somebody, he was advertising something that he couldn't do. He was counting the people, using them, the federal government, as to assist in his crime, you know. So naturally, if a European had done it, they'd have smacked him on the wrist, and he'd have been fine. But in fact, they probably would have never even mentioned it, because they do it all the time. But he wasn't illegally offering the people anything. He was offering them something that actually existed, because Black Star Line was his. It belonged to the UNA government. So he had every right to do what he was doing. But they were looking for any little excuse to pull him down. And when the dog-eat-dog people come at you, you don't have to be guilty of anything for them to come at you and do whatever they have to do. And those are some of the lessons that we have to learn. We have to learn some of the lessons from Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, and all the people that are coming forward. A-Tran Brown, you got the Move. You got to learn some from Mumia Abdul-Jabbar with the John Hill crew. Angela Davis with the John Huntsville, Malcolm X, the Honorable Muhammad, the Honorable Nobel Laureate Nobel Jalali. I mean, they put out leaders, you know, when I talk about H.R. Brown and his crew, they put out leaders through pure hell when they're trying to do something for the people, you know, and the blacks that have made some kind of progress. If they did anything, they'd take whatever they had away from them. That's just how vicious the cycle was dealing with during that time. We're talking about the 1800s, you know? And you might say, well, these people are vicious. Yeah, they were vicious in life, but they, you know, they wanted to set up with white rule. And even though they weren't inventing most of the products that they were using, they were stealing them, putting their little patent name on them. Right? They set the patent up just to steal people's stuff. That's why I think the patent office is just a clerk for crooks club. Well, you put your patent in there, they don't give you a patent, and you can't do the product. And if the product is too powerful for the country, like solar stuff, they put your product on hold. And you can't get no patent for a while, you know. This is how they roll. You can't get funding to do a certain thing, because they all kind of like work together. And they won't give you funding when it's time for you to do what you have to do, okay? Now, we've reached the halfway point in the show, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a little commercial that I set up to try to get back to the people that are out there trying to help bring about some kind of change in this country so that we can have some total equality here, you know. Now, I have the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at from 7 to 8 p.m. Philadelphia U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. And press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We will not mention your name. I got too many things for here. Yeah, we will not mention your name. We will just mention the last 4 in your phone number. And that will let us know that, you know, once you hit the 1, that will let us know that you have something to say. And we'll plug in and open up the mic and give you a chance to say what you have to say, okay? Now, I have released the CD, and this is what the CD is called. The 911 Jesus Mercy Jesus is Coming, okay? And I'd like for, I'm going to play another little tune off the album. Put a turn down, love it, but no.
I'm so happy.
So I do the commercial. You can sort of like listen in the background to one of the songs, okay? Get the volume right here. Hi. Sometimes we ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back, you know? And, yeah, he's coming back, but he's coming back the same way he came the first time, with one of the God of his womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're adopting your child to keep. This might be a one that's getting out of this mess. Now, Garvey's mama, she had 11 babies. Now, who would know that one of her children would be responsible for literally changing the face of the planet, you know? It's kind of interesting, but you don't know. You never know what you have and what you're giving birth to, you know? So, brothers, you got to step up and help your sisters out. They can't raise your children by themselves. And, remember, we need those babies, okay? Now, don't forget, to check out my book, Tonight on Scriptures, Part 2, of Grace's Count, for more information on the CD or book. It's called TCCA at 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? Also, Also, I know I was in the gold business now, so we have a gold company that was trying to give you a job called Caribou. Wealth building through Caribou. So if y'all want to come on and get on Bob and try to get a little money in the business, you might want to get with us with the Caribou situation, okay? So I'd like to give a shout out to Hans Butler for his Black History book, The Last Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the mysticism, okay? And like I said earlier, I'm looking for information stuff about the Mackinac Conference on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Looking about Black history, health, economics, politics. The calling number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to 7752. He's on every morning at 6 p.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The calling number is 319-427-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Levin. She has spoken words just for you, so you need to check her out. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Lovestow. She's a good guy. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Thursday at 10:30, most days I can't make it because it's 9 or 10 o'clock. I'll be done for it. I get up 4 in the morning, you know. Her calling number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, Nikki Love on Nam, and YouTube at NikkiLoveOnNam.com. I think you can catch her on YouTube too. Punch up Nikki Love. That's on YouTube as well. They also have now since this is the good of the hour, right, we're talking about the UNIA. Now, there's been a split in the UNIA. We have three different factions functioning in the UNIA, okay? Now, Philadelphia, we do have three different divisions. We got one on 66th and more. We got one on 51st, on 52nd Street, and one on 53rd and Gerard, okay? Now, like I said, there are three different fractions, so we're going to give you the numbers in a few minutes for the different fractions. So after the day, I won't be mentioning all these different groups because I'm going to align myself with one of the groups, and that's going to be the group that I'm going to broadcast for and from, okay? And they're on 512 Street. Now, all of these meet at 3 o'clock. So if you want to know something about Garvey, we'll talk about it. Just go to one of the groups and you'll be able to find out. For our group, I mentioned 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5. And you can find out some more information, okay? Then we have RBC Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828 and talk to Brother Siddiqui and hook you up. We have a new listener for a security company that is 326-988-8638, and he's looking to hire people for security. So if you can write that number down and check with him, right? I also have to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout out to Tim Todd's Learning Academy. It's my daughter's little learning academy. Got my chest stuck out. She's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor has before and after school service, and it's not Taylor Ford Tots. She told me to make that correction. It's actually Taylor Tots. I'm going to make that correction right now. So it's Taylor Tots Learning Academy, okay? And like I said, she's service based in West Philadelphia. So for the best quality child service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram Taylor_Tots_LA. I would like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We have Dr. Paul, his number is 215-779-7255. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. If you're sick and if you're sick and not calling one of these guys, you deserve what you got. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So if you're sick, just give one of these guys a call. And don't worry, if you're calling them, you will be healthy, okay? Also, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line and calling and checking us out so that you listen to what we have to say, you know, about Marcus the Messiah Garvey. Like I said, very talented person. And so this is going to be our UNA News Hour, all right? So we're going to keep you posted on what's going on. They have, because they are running government, they have events coming up, stuff like that, that you might want to participate in. And so they'll be telling me about the events and how they relate them to you on the airways. But we're also going to be getting into the news. We're going to be talking about politics because that's what this is, a political organization. We're going to be talking about politics. We're going to be talking about how to feed food, how to feed and clothe ourselves, you know, how to literally begin to do ourselves. And that's what Garvey was all about, and that's where we're coming from. This is what we want you to understand. This is what we want you to get into. We want you to wake up and smell a coffee, you know. I mean, there's going to come a time when it's not going to be any food around. Where are you going to get your food from? Think about that. They shut the supermarket down right now. You will be in trouble. You will not be able to eat. And it's just amazing that we've come this far, thousands of years, and we can't even feed ourselves. That's terrible. Very terrible. So you have to stop thinking about how to feed yourself and what's going on, okay? And like I said, there's some things going on in the UNA that needs to be talked about. We'll be talking about some of the things as some of our guests, some of our special guests. We'll be having special guests on the show for the Garvey News Hour so they can talk about different things and let people know what's going on with the UNA, okay? So, like I said, that there's two factions. I'm going to join one of the factions. And I don't want to be broadcasting, well, mostly from their point of view, but I'll give up some of the news information from some of the other factions, you know. And it's getting kind of tricky out there. So so we have to be mindful of everything. And one of our biggest problems is that we have to learn how to share power. We have to learn how to work together. And this is what this show is all about. It's about creating an atmosphere so that all of the UNA members will feel comfortable calling in and saying different things about what's going on and what they think about what's going on. And I think that's very, very important, you know. So this is where we are right now, okay? Now, once again, Marcus Garvey, son of the largest organization in the history of the country, period. No other black group has set up an organization as large as his was, you know. And this is very interesting because he had millions of followers worldwide. He set up a global hookup, you know. They even made him honorary president of Africa. That was honorary because, you know, after the Berlin Conference and all that stuff, they sort of split Africa up into different regions that Europeans control. But that's changing as well. So the planet is changing. Everything is changing, you know. And I just remind you that back there when he was doing it, this was in 2018. So he stood up for his rights and for the people's rights. You know, in 2018, this was pretty, not 2018, but 1918. You know, in the 1800s, that's when he did this, you know. I think so it took him 6 years to amass that huge organization. I mean, you got to think about that. 6 years, millions of people, he had to be something pretty special, you know what I mean? And all this took place in 1987, bro. This is 1887. I'm a little, I got to get used to these late hours, you know. Like I said, I get up at 4 o'clock, so the late hours is kind of rough for me, you know. That's where we are right now. And So those that have called in and listened would appreciate it, you know, and maybe next week on Wednesday we'll have more dialogue to go back and forth talking about the UNIA and what it's about and what's going on right now. Who should, and once we get into it, boy, it's going to read like a drama story, I'm telling you. But it is what it is, and we can't run for what it is. We have to let it be what it is, okay? Now, with that, I'm going to play another song off my album, and then we're going to, in fact, I'm going to play the title song off my album, because Jesus is coming. And we want you to listen to this for a minute, okay?
Jesus is coming.
Your troubles away. Oh, he won't forsake you for a day.
Some of the songs, you can go to CD Baby / 2 And it's Dr. C-Baby, /CD, /Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And you can lock on and download one or two of the songs if you want. You can download the whole album. It's up to you, okay? Like I said, if you want more information about the song, just the album, just call 977-0777 from 95, okay? And you can get the information about what's going on, okay? And with that, we're going to call it a show, right? Now, we'll see you next Wednesday. Remember, this is going to be the beginning of a news hour, all right? And we'll be here from 8 to 9 o'clock, and we'll be seeing you at 9 o'clock. So, peace. I love you guys. And thanks for those who call in. And we appreciate it. And we will see you next week.